every day. Boys and girls, girls team champions. I gotta ask you, when was the last time Juanita Palisade, girls or boys, as far as an invite title? I'm sure it's been sooner than what I'm thinking, but has it been a while?
It's been a long time. I believe it was when Sydney Harker Road was running with all those girls. Now, don't tell me the year, because I am a little older and I forget things, but it's been since about Sydney, that group.
So that's a good 10-15 years, isn't it?
Yes, it has. So today was a fun day, hard day. I mean, it was cold this morning, and you know, we had to favor some things and do some things, and so the girls really pulled out strong, and thank goodness the sun came out, and that really helped a lot. So it was a good day for the Broncos.
Came down your mile relay. You and Cambridge were neck and neck in the first couple of legs, and finally, I can't remember, maybe the third leg you kind of pulled away, and then the fourth leg just crushed it. So that mile relay made it close in the end, didn't it?
Yes, it did. Those girls are great leaders. I had to make a change. I have my alternate run, so congratulations to Andrea. She did her part. She stepped up when we needed her. Emma had an ankle issue, and so we pulled her out because of the ankle issue, and so we'll hope she rests and gets better and she can get back on it, and we'll go from there. So I was really proud of the girls, the leadership, working hard, and we really wanted that. We really wanted to beat Cambridge.
I bet. No question about it. You've had a couple of nights since I last talked to you, Perkins County, and now this one, so progress meet my mean, aren't you?
It is. It's, you know, it's day by day. You know, you have school and then all of a sudden you have these things that happen with holidays and FFA trips and things. And then we're back to practice or we're not. And so today was a good day to have a good practice meet. And it was perfect for us, for the team of Broncos.
And your boys, I mean, kind of forget them a little bit. They've come along a lot, too.
Yeah, they've worked really hard. You know, it starts with the freshmen and then you build from there. And these senior boys and junior boys have seen that, you know, freshman, sophomore year, you got to work hard and you'll grow. And now look where we're at. And we're really seeing some success on our boys' side as well.
You know, I love those relays and that short relay, 4x1, the 45s. That's not bad early.
No, it's not. And the boys have been working hard and they're eager to do that and practice handoffs. And they just, it's a fun group of kids.
You bet. Now you got a few days to rest, and that Don Stein on Saturday is going to be a dogfight. Had some good teams involved with that one.
Yeah, it's going to be a big meet. I'm not sure what we'll do yet, but we're going to go recuperate tomorrow and talk about it and celebrate, but then turn around and we're going to start right back to work and get to work so we can prepare for Cambridge on Saturday.
But a lot of enthusiasm with the track and field team this year, isn't it?
Yes, it is. And this really gives a boost on both sides of the girls and the boys. And now we know we can win something. And so this is going to be great to boost their confidence.